Now it's the time you've been waiting for. You're in the mix with film producer Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The 40 Vision Films man himself. The owner of the Jason Slack brand. The place to be is here on the Vision Live Network. And now, let's get it in. Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast.
Film producer Jason Slack, and today is Thursday, May 26, 2022. You are now rocking with the best, so without a shadow of a doubt, let's get it in. And welcome to another epic edition of the Talk of the Town Now. As always, man, I want to thank y'all for rocking with me, man. It's just a blessing, man, to have, you know, my day ones out there listening, man, to the show each and every week, man. I appreciate that, man. If you're new, subscribe to the show, man. Take me with you wherever you go, man. I'm everywhere. I'm on your favorite platform. I'm on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts. Slackers Talk is everywhere, man. If you're new, subscribe. Stay with me. I got a lot to offer, man. You'll love it. As y'all know, man, you know, it's just good times for me right now, man. Time is rolling down as we come into graduation week. You know what I'm saying? My daughter Leah be graduating next week. And she'll be going to college, man. She'll be going to college, man. You know what I mean? This is what I've been waiting for. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is what I built towards. You know what I mean? All the hard work and dedication is for this. You know what I'm saying? And I just can't wait. You know what I'm saying? I just can't wait, man. We're going to do it big. I see all the posts on the Vision for Kids, you know what I'm saying, website and everything. And I just want to say, congratulations, man, to all the seniors out there that's graduating and moving on to college. Even those that's going to middle school and stuff like that, if you're graduating, period, man, you know what I'm saying? It's an accomplishment, man. It deserves the, you know what I'm saying? It deserves some attention, man. You know what I'm saying? It's big, you know what I mean? All the stuff that's going on out in the world, you know what I mean? It's crazy. People shooting up stuff and all that kind of stuff, man, for no reason and this stupid stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? So, here on the Slackers Talk, man, we for the kids, man. Shout out to you, man, if you graduating, period, any grade this year, you know what I'm saying? Congrats to those that's going to their prom. Congrats to those that's getting jobs. And congrats to this all positivity, you know what I'm saying? Now, on next week's show, I think I got something special lined up for you. You know what I'm saying? I'm just gonna let y'all hear it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to elaborate anymore. I'm not gonna give myself up. But I'm trying to get something special for next week episode lined up. And it seemed like it's going to happen. So, you know, stay tuned for that. But on today's show, you know what I'm saying? It's today. You know what I'm saying? It's Thursday, because we here right now, you know what I'm saying? The hits just keep coming in, you know what I'm saying? As I promised, you know what I'm saying? The Slackers Talk, I'm from the fans, you know what I'm saying? It's an interactive show. It's what the fans want to hear, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm here for, you know what I mean? To give y'all a platform to speak y'all truth, to speak y'all voice, to let me know, you know, what y'all want to hear, you know what I'm saying? I'm not like other networks that, you know, we're just going to talk about this. Nah, you know what I'm saying? It's about my fans, you know what I'm saying? So I'll go off y'all request. And for the second week in a row, I got another sports request. And this one is a versus battle. You know what I'm saying? So in a sense, man, we got our very first sports versus battle. You know what I'm saying? For all my day ones, you know what it is. You know, I do a versus battle. I do music. I do movies. I do sports, I do actors, anything that's, you know, any two people that's in the same field, pretty much, you know what I'm saying? You can email me if that's what you want to hear, you know what I'm saying? As far as, like, whether it's actors, movies, whatever, you know what I'm saying? And email me, and I'm going to give you an answer, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to give you an answer, I'm going to tell you why, we're going to get into details, we're going to match careers, and we're going to go the whole nine yards, you know what I'm saying? But today is the very first sports versus battle here on the Slackers Talk. So we kind of doing history. You know what I'm saying? And I got to say, man, I love the comparison. You know what I'm saying? I've been hearing this for a little while now. You know what I'm saying? I never really dug deep into it, but I've been hearing this for a while. And it's kind of, well, not kind of, it is. It's old school versus new school. And the two people that I'm talking about, one is a retired NBA player, and the other is still playing ball today. Matter of fact, he's in the playoffs right now. You know what I'm saying? Trying to go to another finals. And the two people that got requested today is none other than Dennis Rodman versus Draymond Green. So here on the Slackers Talk, y'all want to know what Slack thinks about these two. Y'all want to know who was the better player and why. And I'm here to tell you. First off, before we get started, man, I must say, like, I really love this versus right here. You know what I'm saying? I really love these two matching up against each other. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times, you know, when you talk about somebody that's still playing versus somebody that's retired, you know, it's the same kind of talk. You know, the game was like this back in the day. Well, they doing this now. They doing that now. And, you know, it's a lot of, you know, unfortunately, it's like, at the end of the day, we would never get to see the two people go head to head. When you're talking about old school versus new school, you know what I'm saying? Old school is too old to play today, you know what I'm saying? So we'll never really see it. But these two, it makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense, man. These two players have a lot in common. A lot in common. It's like, it's almost scary how both of them have like similar backgrounds and similar stories as far as like the careers and their style of play and numbers and all that. It's crazy. Now to start off, you know, let's start off with the obvious. Some is obvious. Some people may not know, but they both play the power forward position in the NBA. So there's that. Same position. And I like matching people up that play the same position. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot easier. Like, just because you play the same position doesn't mean you play the same exact role for the team. But it's going to be close to it. If it's not the same, it's going to be close to it. You know what I'm saying? It's not like trying to compare a center with a point guard. You know what I'm saying? So I like that. They both play the same position. Both, believe it or not, as great as they are, both of them were selected in the second round of the NBA, in the NBA draft, I'm sorry. Both of them were selected in the second round, which means each team in the league passed over them at least one time. So they both play with a chip on their shoulder, as you can see. You know what I'm saying? You hear it all the time. You know, you hear it on draft day. You know, I'm going to make these teams that passed on me pay. I'm going to make these teams that didn't select me, I'm going to make them regret it. And both of them definitely did that. They both play with an edge. You know, they both play with a chip on their shoulder. You know, as far as, like, intensity, as far as, like, getting in the face of people, getting on the refs, causing confusion and mixing it up with people and things like that. They both got that in them. They both had tough childhoods coming up. They both came up in rough neighborhoods. You know what I'm saying? I pretty much knew that. I didn't have to do any research on those two. I pretty much got the story on those two. So there's that. And funny enough, both of them have had the luxury of playing with multiple Hall of Famers all at one time. You know, of course, Draymond Green has Klay Thompson and Steph Curry, two of the best shooters to ever play the game. You can add in Kevin Durant, you know, who's there for, I believe, 3 years. I believe. Another Hall of Famer. As in the case with Dennis Rodman, he played with Isaiah Thomas and Joe Dumars. Probably the best backcourt, maybe the best backcourt in the league at that time. Debatable. I have to go back and think about it. But definitely like a backcourt that was dangerous. They won he won two championships with them. And, you know, of course, he went on to Chicago to play with Michael and Scottie, the greatest duo of all time. And last but not least, of course, both of them also have multiple championships. You know what I'm saying? Which is the most important to me. Y'all know how I feel about that. But now, let's take a look into some numbers. Let's take a look into, you know, the style of play. Now, neither one of them are known for their scoring ability. Meaning, now, when I say that, this is tricky. Normally, when I say somebody's not known for their scoring, I usually mean that they can't score or it's just not in them. But that's not the case with these two. And it's another similar thing that they got going on. Draymond Green is a guy that, you know, gets people involved in the offense. He sets everything up for Steph and Klay. You know what I'm saying? He makes everything run. He brings, you know, he can bring the ball up on occasion. And he just gets the offense going. You know, I'll say like out of 100%, maybe about 15% of that to Tom, or maybe even less, he'll look for his shot. But he's a good, capable shooter. I even get mad at him sometimes for, you know, not taking shots. Sometimes he'd be wide open and still pass it. And I'd be like, man, Dre, you can shoot, man. You know, take that shot. Now, in the case of Dennis, the scoring is even less. Like, it just wasn't him. It just wasn't something he was interested in. Dennis wanted to play D. He wanted to lock down his opponent. He wanted to aggravate them. And he wanted to get the rebound after they missed. Now, the one clear-cut advantage that Draymond has over Dennis is his dribbling ability. Now, you know, Golden State has Draymond bring up the ball from time to time and set the offense, as I mentioned, you know, just a couple of seconds ago. That wasn't Dennis Rodman's game. You know what I mean? Now, he led a couple of fast breaks before, but he just was never in charge of setting up no offense. He never had to. He had Joe Dumars, Isaiah Thomas, he had Michael Jordan, he had Scottie Pippen. So that was never in the cards for him. But now, don't get it twisted. An excellent passer. Excellent passer. He'll get the rebound and he'll throw it down the other end of the court if you open. A great passer. Now, a lot of people may think that Draymond Green, especially anybody that ever saw both of them play, you would automatically assume that Draymond Green is just hands down better offensively than Dennis. But if you look at the career numbers, Draymond Green averages 8 points per game in his career, where Dennis averaged 7, just a 1 point difference. And I want to throw this out there because it might surprise a lot of people, especially, you know, my younger listeners that never saw Dennis play. Dennis actually led the league in college. He actually led the league in scoring 1 year. You heard me right. I'm going to say it again. He actually led the league in scoring 1 year. Dennis Rodman. So don't get it twisted and think that he can't score. He just never had to because of the people that he had around him and, you know, the system and all that. He didn't, you know, he didn't have to. And he, like I said, he would rather lock somebody down and grab 20 rebounds. Now, in comparing the two, Draymond Green has the ball in his hands a lot more than Dennis Rodman ever did. Like I said before, you know, Draymond brings the ball up from time to time. and he sets the offense up, where Dennis never did that. But now, even though Draymond has had the ball a lot longer, the career numbers as far as points is just a 1 point difference in Draymond's favor. Now, being that it's just a 1 point difference in Draymond's favor, that's a testament to how, that's a testament to the impact that Dennis Rodman had on the boards. It's a testament, it speaks volumes to the impact that he had on rebounding. Because when he got that rebound, he went back up with it when the opportunity presented itself. When the scoring wasn't a possibility off a rebound, he made the pass. So even though he didn't have the ball in his hands, the little amount that he did have it in his hands, he made it count. Now, so far, things are working out for Draymond Green. Draymond Green was the better ball handler, and also Draymond Green is the better passer as far as assists. And that's only because Draymond has the ball in his hands more, and he plays a different role than Rodman did. You know, Rodman was never, you know, in charge of getting the offense. But nonetheless, you know, we give the passing to Draymond. Now, here's where things start to turn. Now, when you play with multiple Hall of Famers at the same time, what's your role? I mean, what's the most important things that you need to do to make sure that, you know, everything goes as planned? To me, when you're playing alongside Hall of Famers that love to score, the two most important things are rebounding and defense. If you have people on your team that's providing the offense and they got that on lock, you have to take care of everything else. You have to get the rebound to make sure that person gets the ball. You have to lock down the best player from the other team, because there's other teams that have Hall of Famers too. You know what I'm saying? You can't depend on having a shootout. Who can outscore who every night? You know what I'm saying? So those are the two important things when you're playing with Hall of Famers: rebounding and defense. Now, let's start with defense. Now, both, again, you know, here's the similarities between the two. Both players have made the all-defensive team a number of times. And both of them, if I'm not mistaken, I know Rodman did, both of them have won Defensive Player of the Year as well. So we're talking about two great defenders. Now, what makes them great is that they undersized, they both undersized, and they both could play and lock down against multiple positions. Now, let's talk about that for a minute. Let's start with Draymond. You know, Draymond plays the power forward position, but Golden State oftentimes puts him at center. And Draymond is 6'6". He's listed at 6'6", 230 pounds. Okay, you know, of course, you know, that's undersized height for a power forward. Weight-wise in today's NBA, I think he's right there with the best of them. You know what I'm saying? If the 6'6", 230 pounds is accurate, I think weight-wise, he's right there with the best of them. Height, you know, a little on the short side. You know, most power forwards are 6'9", 6'10". But in the league today, they play positionless basketball, meaning, you know, a lot of times, more often than not, he's going against somebody his size anyway. Now, not to take away from it, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. You can only play up against the person that the other team has to offer. You know what I'm saying? So that's not on him. But now, nonetheless, he has the ability to play the center position, and he also has the ability to stop guard play. You know, if you're looking at the playoffs right now, he has to guard Luka a couple of times. You know what I'm saying? As great a player Luka is, you know what I'm saying, on the perimeter, Luka can take you both inside and out, and Dre is right there with him. So it's definitely special to be able to guard multiple positions, because that gives your head coach a lot of different options. You know, you have no problem switching, you know, and it opens a lot of things up on the defensive end when you got somebody that could play multiple positions like a Draymond Green. Now, let's talk about Rodman for a minute. Rodman is listed at, he has been listed at 6'8 for most of his career. Most people say, give or take, he was 6'6, 200 pounds. You know, his listed weight and height was 6'8, 210 pounds. Now, I want you to put that into context for a minute. At 6'6, 200 pounds, Michael Jordan was bigger than him. Scottie Pippen was bigger than him. Ron Harper was bigger than him. To be honest with you, he was the smallest player in the starting lineup. Now, we can't say that same thing about Draymond Green. Draymond Green is not the smallest player in the starting lineup on the Golden State Warriors. Dennis Rodman was. Okay. Now, after you think about that, think about this. He's playing the power forward position in the NBA at a time where most power forwards was 6'10", 250 pounds, 260, some even 270. Like, you're talking about people like Karl Malone, Sean Kemp, just people that live in the gym. Nothing but iron and muscle. Every game that Dennis Rodman played in, he was outweighed by at least 30 to 50 pounds. Not to mention 4 inches of height. He's 6'6". The average power forward is 6'10". Every night he's going up against a disadvantage. Every night. Regardless of what team it is. Despite being outmatched, he's still not only locking them up, but he's also out-rebounding them. And what I mean by out-rebounding, I don't mean out-rebounding them by about 2 or 3 rebounds. I'm talking more about like 7 or 8 rebounds. Now, just let that sink in for a minute. He's shorter and he's outweighed by 30 to 50 pounds, but he's still locking them down and out-rebounding them by 6 to 8 rebounds a night. Think about that. The guy was just in top shape. A lot of people think Dennis Rodman is crazy, and I understand it. You know, he says a lot of stuff, and he does a lot of things. And believe me, I know. I get it. But I'm going to say this to you, and you might laugh. Matter of fact, I'm going to say this to you, and I know you're going to laugh. Dennis Rodman is one of the smartest basketball players that played the game. I'm going to say it again. Dennis Rodman is one of the smartest basketball players to ever play the game. You're talking about a guy that mastered the art of knowing how the basketball is going to go off the rim to be able to get the rebound. He studied the angles in which people shot the ball to know exactly where to be at, to give himself an opportunity to grab the rebound. Like, who does that? All that stuff about messing with his opponent and doing this and doing that, it was all a plan. It was all a plan by him. He knew exactly what he was doing the whole time. he knew that he was outmatched, and he knew that if he can get into a guy's head, it would work a long way in his favor. He knew this. He knew exactly what he was doing each and every time. As far as career rebounding numbers, his career high in the year is 18 rebounds per game. And I believe he did that. He did at least 18 in three seasons at least. His career high in one game, is 34 rebounds. There are some teams out there that don't get 34 rebounds in a game. 34 rebounds. The guy is 6'6", 210 pounds. He got 34 rebounds in one game. We talking about 34 rebounds. This is Wilt Chamberlain numbers. These are Wilt Chamberlain numbers. But only he's not the size of Wilt Chamberlain. And he's doing this in the 80s. Against people like Charles Barkley. Against people like Karl Malone. Against people like Sean Kemp. He's doing it in the era that were dominated by centers. Hakeem Olajuwon, David Robinson, Patrick Ewing, Shaq. The list goes on and on and on. Alonzo Mourning, Dikembe Mutombo. I'm going to throw Rick Smits in there because I don't think a lot of people give him his props. He was 7'4 and could shoot. Draymond Green is a great rebounder and a great all-around player. Draymond Green has never averaged more than 10 rebounds a game. His career high is 9.5, which is good. But Rodman doubles that. It was normal to look up and see Dennis Rodman with 21 rebounds or 23 or 19. That was just a regular day at the office. Now, when you want me to compare two people that are not looking to score, but they're looking to do the dirty work and do everything to make the team going. When you want me to compare Dennis Rodman and Draymond Green, and you want me to tell you who's the better player, it's without a doubt Dennis Rodman. I love them both. For Draymond, there's not too many centers in the league right now that's a threat. You know what I'm saying? There's not too many centers that's going to really outpower him. And most people that's playing center today are really power forwards like him. You know what I'm saying? Dennis Rodman did it against people like Shaq. You know what I'm saying? I watch him, like, lock Shaq down. Shaq has him by over 100 pounds, man. Shaq is 7'1". You know what I'm saying? I can't go against that. I can't. I just can't. You know what I'm saying? Both players picked in the second round, got overlooked. You know, Dennis is this, a greater rebounder, a greater defender, in that, you know, he guarded people bigger. He can also guard point guards for stretches of the game. You know, you didn't have to worry about switching with him. It's definitely more of a challenge for Dennis to have to play against multiple positions, you know what I'm saying? Because the league was dominated by big men at that time. I mean, dominated. I have to give the edge to my boy Dennis. I have to. And I know, you know, all my day one listeners, all the people that know me, you know I wasn't going to leave here without mentioning it. I mean, you got to know. The most important stat between the two and the biggest difference between the two is Dennis Rodman has 5 championships. Draymond Green has 3. And also, you know, depending upon how you want to look at it, Dennis did it with 2 different teams. You know, Dennis was a part of two different dynasties, you know, and I remember when he came to Chicago, you know, he was requested by Michael Jordan. You know, Michael Jordan said, hey, you know, we need Dennis to win this championship. We need Dennis to get this dynasty. And Chicago got him. And the rest is history. He delivered. Now, we're not just talking about how good he is or how much better he was, you know, than Dre. Dennis Rodman, in my book, is the greatest rebounder of all time. And I mainly say that, you know, because of his size, you got to give it to him. When you look at all the top rebounders in the league ever, look at the height and look at the weight. And then you decide. Now, to go even further, some people would even say or make the argument and say that Dennis is one of the greatest defenders that ever played a game. You know, or between him and Scottie. I just can't put Draymond in any of those. You know what I'm saying? That's my man. I just can't put him there. But if you think, or if you have a player that you believe is a better rebounder and defender than Dennis Rodman, pull up. Pull up on the Slackers Talk podcast. I'll be here. This has been the Slackers Talk podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town Now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. As always, thank you for rocking with me. I appreciate y'all. And we'll be back again next week to talk some more.
You're listening to the Slackers Talk podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town Now. Find out what's going to happen next.